Shavuot Tov, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight, I would like to focus on one pasuk in the Sedra, which is a very famous pasuk, but is problematic in so many ways. And that's when Hashem tells Avraham about his future progeny. Vayotze oso hachutza, Hashem takes Avraham outside. Vayomer habetno shemayma, look up to the heavens. Usvara kochavim, and count the stars. And if you look at the trup, it reads this way. Usfor akochavim, count the stars, im tuchal, if you can. Lisporosam, count them. Ayomer lo koyezarecha, and Hashem says to him, so will be your progeny, so will be your descendants. In other words, they will be a great multitude. But the pasuk is difficult to read because of this redundancy of usporos akochavim and im tuchal and lisporosam. So the mefarshim, this is one of many difficulties in the pasuk, but one which I think is critical. And so there are different ways to address this. The Ksava Kabbalah suggests that this a textual answer to a textual difficulty. The pasuk says, Usfora kochavim, which we think means that you shall count the stars, im tuchal lisporosam, if you can count them. But says the Ksava Kabbalah, Usfora kochavim, sfor is not a verb. Sfor is a noun. And he brings many examples of this in Tanakh. For example, he says, Esfod ve'esrikod, famous pasuk, a time for weeping, a time for dancing, and other such similar constructions that demonstrate that this is a noun, not a verb. So this is how the pasuk reads. Vayomer habetna Hashemayim, Hashem says, see the heavens, usfora kochavim, and the number of the stars. And then there's an action challenge here. Im tuchal, lisporosam, if you can, count them. So that's a textual answer to a textual problem. However, I'd like to suggest a second view, and this is what I call the Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Soloveitchik approach, because it takes an idea of Rabbi Soloveitchik, an idea of Rabbi Sachs, and sort of melds it all together into the following idea. Rabbi Soloveitchik points out that this pasuk, Usfora kochavim, stands in contrast to the pasuk in the earlier parak, in Parak Yud Gimel, where Hashem says that your progeny will be like the dust of the earth, and uses the term monet to count. So there it says monet, counting the dusk of the earth, and over here it says sfor, counting the stars. What's the difference? So the Rav points out that the word sfor does not mean counting like other countings. Monet means stam, to count. But usfor means to count with the purpose, with the goal of understanding. The word sfor relates to the word sefer, book, or lesaper, to communicate, to relate. So the idea of sfor as counting is not just counting, but it's a counting with the idea of understanding and valuing and appreciating the thing being counted. And this dovetails with something that Rabbi Jonathan Sachs suggests, and that is, again, looking at this point-counterpoint. In the earlier pasuk, when it says your progeny will be like the dust of the earth contrasts with Kochav HaShemayim, and Klal Yisrael is being compared to both. And both are significant and both are important. On the one hand, like the dust of the earth, every particle of soil only becomes a life-giving agent if it joins with the other particles of soil, and it loses its own identity. I'm not a particle of soil anymore. I'm part of a field. And now this field of soil can produce life. You can plant seeds, water it, and grow trees and crops and wheat and grain, etc. A particle of soil is only meaningful to the extent that it loses its identity. Ah, but kochavim, but stars are significant because of the individual and independent luminescence of each star. And this is the idea, therefore. On the one hand, Hashem says that your children will be counted like the dust of the earth. There is something about being mevatel, my identity, to Klal Yisrael. And my value is only in as much as I am connected to this greater good called Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sfora kochavim, count the stars. Never forget that each and every independent and individual Jew, his neshama is unique, chelek eloka mimal. It is a unique piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a consequence, each individual has extraordinary capacity, and each individual has to be valued in and of their own, independent of their connection to anybody else. And on this, Hashem says, Koyi Yezarecha. You shall understand that your children are not simply large in number, but understand that your children, your progeny, each and every one of them, the multitudes, the tens, the thousands, the millions that will come out from you, each person is significant. Each person has value. Each person has a contribution to make to the world. Each person has an avodas Hashem, which cannot be replaced by anybody else. But there's one problem here left in the understanding of this pasuk. Neither the Kabbalah, the textual approach, or this second approach of Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Sacks addresses. And that is, look carefully at the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Vayomer Hashem says, look to the heavens, Habetna Hashemayma, and count the stars. Vayomer and Hashem says, Koyezarecha, so will be your children. If there's a double Vayomer in this pasuk, and as a consequence, whenever there's a double Vayomer in the Torah, that means that there is something that happened in between the two Vayomers. Maybe there was a reply, maybe there was a dialogue, maybe somebody went to sleep or had breakfast. But something happened between the two Vayomers. In this case, there are two Vayomers, but there's something missing. What happened between the two Vayomers? Vayomer and Hashem says, Habetna Hashemayma, look up to the heavens, Usfar Kochavim, and count the stars. And then Vayomer Koyezarecha. So what happened? And in this gap, in this blank space, lies an important and valuable and profound idea. And this is a famous idea attributed to Rav Meir Shapiro, whose yard site was just recently. Rav Meir Shapiro says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to go count the stars of the heaven, Hashem was giving Avraham an impossible task. Usfar HaKochavim, count the stars, Imtucha Lispor, and I'm giving you an impossible job. And you know what Avraham Avinu then does? He goes out and he starts counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost looks in amazement and says, what are you doing? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Avraham Avinu engages in a task set before him that is virtually, if not absolutely, impossible to achieve. But he does it anyway. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the missing part of the text. That's in the gap here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, count him if you can, meaning you can't. And Avraham goes ahead and does it anyway. And he starts, and he tries. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Ko Yezaracha. Ko Yezaracha is not a statement of quantity, that your children will be great in numbers. It's a statement of quality, describing the nature of what it means to be a Jew. And that is, you will have the legacy of Avraham Avinu. Ko Yezaracha, that in the heart and soul of every Jew is the capacity to see the dream, to see the impossible, and despite the overwhelming impossibility of the task, to start to do it anyway. And this is the history of Klal Yisrael. This is the history over the millennia. The times and situations and challenges and eras of absolute and total darkness where the future of Klal Yisrael seemed more bleak than ever. And yet, Klal Yisrael persists and goes forward and continues to go forward. And if you listen carefully, you can still hear the counting of Avraham Avinu whispering in the wind. 1,000,000,001, 1,000,000,002, 3,000,000,004. The counting of the stars continues. And you see this aspect of Avraham Avinu in one other very powerful story in the Parsha. And that is when Avraham Avinu attempts to take on the four kings, the four formidable kings. Impossible task. He's doing it to save his nephew. Who would go up against four formidable kings, four formidable armies? And Avraham Avinu says, it might seem impossible, it might seem overwhelming, but I'm doing it anyway. And Avraham Avinu picks himself up and he takes 318 men with him. And Rashi famously teaches that this is an allusion to Eliezer, who's the gematria of 318. Reb Tzadok HaKohen is brought down. The Reb Tzadok HaKohen in Lublin says that, you know what 318 is? 318 is the gematria of Yiyush, to give up, plus one. To give up is Yiyush 317. But Avraham Avinu is plus one. You take the one, the Aleph of Avraham, the one, the Aleph of every single Jew, and to put that on top of Yiyush, and that is the mission. That is the impulse of every Jew. If you look at the pasuk, it says, Vayarek es chanichav. that Avraham Avinu, you know, he gathered his men and he gathered them to go out to war. And it's interesting that the gematria of Vayarek is 316. So any good, normal, healthy person with a sense of initiative sees a task at hand that's possible. He's going to try to do it. If you can, you try to do it. That's 316. Vayarek is Chanichav. But then there's Yiyush, 317. It seems impossible. Who can do this? And then there's Avraham Avinu after Yiyush, 318. To try even after you feel like you want to give up. And that is the godless of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is still counting 1 billion, 2 billion stars, 6 billion stars. If we listen carefully, we can still hear the counting. The counting is expressed in the actions and the impulse and the contributions and the achievements of every single Jew alive. And with that, if we understand that, and we are able to hold on to the legacy of Avraham Avinu, then perhaps, just perhaps, we will be able to ultimately realize the ultimate goal, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu, which is not only progeny, but Eretz Yisrael, Bishlei Musa, and the promise of the Geula Shlema B'mehera V'Yameinu. Amen.